Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Dangerous Dave Williams here. Yeah, Jane and Mick back next Monday to drive you home again with Kennedy Malloy. But yes, like that man just said, this is the Rostered Week Off. Coming up this afternoon, you know him from Saturday Night Live and Portlandia, Fred Armisen. He was in Australia just a few weeks ago. We're going to catch up with Fred Armisen this hour on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. We'll be hearing from Limo as well. You know you're a bogan and more. It's all thanks to Makita with the cordless power garden range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Just enjoying a few days off, Jane and Mick. Back live in studio Monday to drive you home again. Hey, Margot Robbie, we love her. A fantastic actor. She looks is going to reprise the role of Harley Quinn, I believe, coming into a new movie soon. Anyway, she did reveal something that sort of piqued the interest of Mick Malloy. She's done it on a jet ski.
Hey, here we go. So there's a big movie coming out. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, you're really looking forward to seeing it.
Well, I love Tarantino movies. I just think he is one of the modern greats.
Yeah.
His movies are just awesome. Kill Bill, I wish that had been released as one film, because if you got to see it all at once, that would be considered his masterpiece, I reckon. And I like them all. I like them all.
And the soundtracks that go with it.
The soundtracks.
I like the music.
He's genius.
You're not a fan of him personally, are you? But I don't know what your beef is there.
It's just a chick thing.
It's just a chick thing.
Yep.
Rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah.
However, his movies are top. Sorry. His movies are top shelf, and I look forward to this. This is like an event. Him, the Coen brothers, and Paul... What's his name?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
To me, the ranking heavyweights of the business. So anyway, Margot Robbie's in this film. They're out there.
She's
promoting
great. So
she's fantastic. What a great story. What's she? A Queensland chick.
Yeah.
Made good. Was done some
Neighbours.
Acting in Neighbours.
But also had this drive, had this vision from the age of about 14, 15, what her path was.
She's brilliant.
Yeah. Knew what she wanted.
Seems pretty unaffected.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the genuine A-listers. And anyway, good luck to her. Anyway, she's doing the endless press rounds, blah, blah. It's come up, and somehow someone said to her...
It was the Sun newspaper said.
Oh, what was it?
On the weirdest place you've ever made love.
Mm.
So the poor thing's obliged to answer, I suppose. But I like
the weirdest place you've ever had sex, I did point out the other day, was the... Can I do it? That was a woman who was on a game show, and it was one of those ones...
Oh, no, you're going to say it again.
Yeah,
no,
where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
Really? Are you going to beat this?
She goes... In the anus.
All right.
Okay. Said it again.
What are you?
That's funny.
That is very funny.
Come on.
That is very funny.
Anyway, Margot was asked the same question.
Margot was the same question. She said, on a jet ski, on a non-moving jet ski, but in the water.
Right.
Which is pretty raunchy. Now,
I like it. It paints a pretty good picture.
It does. Yeah. Because she's pretty hot. She didn't, however, say whether it was with her husband.
Does it matter?
She's been married for 3 years to British director Tom Ackerley. But it's just that.
Well, here's a question. What's his name?
Tom.
Does Tom have a jet ski? If not, I'd say he'd be a little bit grumpy now.
A British director. I'm not putting a British man and a jet ski together. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't fit the profile to me.
Okay, here we go. Now, what about this?
Mm.
So when I heard this story,
I
immediately went to the jet ski.
Mm.
Because here's, I've got this in my head that if I, jet ski's a tell to me. And if I ever have to write a character in a film, right, that I want people to know as a bogan and do it really quickly, I'll just put a jet ski on the back of a ute in their driveway.
Okay.
Bang, job done. That's all you need to know about that character. Because that's, I put it to you, if you own a jet ski, you're a bogan. Now, Eddie McGuire, a friend of ours, will go.
He's got a couple.
He'll go hard on this.
Yeah.
Had a couple
he won't
of,
mind that.
We've had a couple of blowups.
But he's a bogan.
He
is.
He's a broadie boy.
Yeah, you
the jet ski is the broadie.
Peel
part.
Away the suit. He's a bogan.
So you don't own a jet ski, Mick?
No, I don't.
I would love to. I'm a bit of a bogan, though.
Oh, we all are.
You know.
What is it? Like, do you, the thrill of nearly killing people while they go about their business?
They're very dangerous.
Bathe?
You know what I think
if
it
I
is?
Got one, I'd only use it inside the flags.
Wow, you live on the edge, don't you? Yeah, this is a guy that loves Quentin Tarantino movies, and he'll be going putt, 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 putt on his
No, I think you've misread. I'm going to go berserk inside
I have misread.
Jane, you should start coming to the meetings. But well, here's the question: how can you tell a bogan in a snapshot like that? If I saw in your driveway a jet ski, okay, a bogan. Have you got a? Have
Ugg
you got
boots,
a?
You were saying. Remember, you said, "Well, you'd wear Ugg boots outside the house."
You wear Ugg boots
and
outside
I
the
do,
house.
So
you're a bogan.
Of course, I.
So if I wanted to show that in a movie that you're a bogan, yep, that's exactly what I would do.
You will
do.
See me with my Ugg boots on every morning, taking the kids to school or going up the shops. They're comfy
in public. And what, yeah, are you pushing a pran and got a Bacardi Breezer in one hand, which you're drinking from the bottle?
No, I've just
because that would do it.
That would do it. No, I'm just
wearing a beanie to court.
There you go.
I put it to you.
Are you saying you know you're a bogan when?
You know all you're right, a bogan when.
You know you're a bogan when you listen to Kennedy Malloy.
Music and his knowledge of the cowbell as well. Anyway, Fred Armisen coming up soon. We were talking about Margot Robbie before, and she revealed that she's done it on a jet ski. And Mick thought that's a very bogan thing to do. So we took your calls. You know you're a bogan when.
This is in honour of Margot Robbie, who revealed she's had sex on a jet ski. Yeah. Wow.
And that's you're saying bogan. If you ride if you own a jet ski, you're a bogan.
And we want other telling or tips that you may be in bogan.
And you've said if you wear Ugg boots outside the house, you're a bogan, which I do. So
correct.
Self-confessed, out and proud bogan.
Here we go. Al.
Yes, mate.
Al, what's the evidence of bogan behaviour? You know the person's a bogan when what?
You got a shopping trolley in your front yard.
Yes.
So you've walked the shopping trolley. You've worked the shopping trolley all the way home. It's probably only ever had like beer in it.
Yeah. You can't be fagged returning it. And it just hangs there.
I drive past a house. It's got about four of them in it, and they live about 30 seconds from a supermarket.
That's right. Okay. Hey, that's a good one.
I like it, Al. You got the ball rolling.
Troy, you know you're a bogan when?
You go to court in a pair of Jack Daniels tracksuit pants.
Do they really make them?
Okay, now, Troy, who are we talking about here?
No, not me. I do have a mate that's done it for a few years.
Okay.
He fought the law and he tracked his pants in the law.
Annalisa, you know you're a bogan when?
When you put the Buddha statues that you bought in Bali in your garden.
Righto.
That's true, because you've got to get something. Well, of course, you know you're bogan when you go to Bali, for a start.
Yeah. So tick that box.
So tick.
But you pick it out over there. Well, you think you're there and you think, oh, yeah, that'd be lovely. That'd be really class.
You're so right, because they have those tours you can go to where there's just a whole heap of these Buddha statues.
Right.
They weigh a ton. They cost a fortune to bring back. You
Who's
have to pay
make
duty
a
on them. Heaps of people bring back Buddhas, don't they, Annalisa?
I model for those.
They do. I'm guilty.
You've got one. Oh, yeah. Out and proud.
All right,
good to be
well
a bogan.
Done. Thank you, Annalise.
Pete's in Tassie. How do you know you're a bogan, Pete?
When you wear your pyjamas to Kmart or the bottle shop.
That's a good one.
I've seen them in there pretty late in their pyjamas, both in Kmart and the bottle shop.
Good call. Awesome. Thank you. Right, Mick, I think we've got time for Mick, haven't we?
Yeah. Hey, Mick, you know you're a bogan when...
When you're flicking through your picture magazine and one of your ex-girlfriends is in homegirl.
She's a homegirl, is she?
Oh, Mick. That's a ripper.
You know you're bogan when what, Lachlan?
You can sit down for 7 hours, drinking tinnies, watching Bathurst.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Call me a bogan.
Yeah. Me too, because that is so bogan.
The arse groove on my couch.
Well done, Lachlan.
It needs a pit stop.
It does.
When I go to the toilet, seven guys rush in and start fluffing the pillows on my couch.
That's a good image, actually.
Good on you, Lachlan. That's the way.
Let's go to Jackie. G'day, Jackie. You know you're a bogan when?
You've got a Sunday flannel in your wardrobe. Sunday best.
Oh, a Sunday best.
A flanno for special occasions.
Well, yes, I know what you mean. So you've got your everyday flanno, but then there's one that's just slightly different. Maybe a bit more expensive than the others, you know, $10.
And you can even upgrade it and
for
go
funerals.
A shirt.
Can I tell you this? I've got show flannies.
Show flannies. Oh, yeah, for
so
the front bar.
So there's ones I'll wear on the front bar, and there's ones I go, oh, this is one of my favourites, but I think I'm pushing it here.
Oh, really?
I might get a letter from Channel 7 over this one. But I get the difference. You've got your good flannies, you've got your going out flannies, you've got your lingerie flannies.
Sure.
You've got,
there is such a thing.
You've got the ones that look great on your partner.
Oh.
In the morning when she's cooking your pancakes.
Go on.
Yep.
Hello. Okay, thanks, Jackie. Let's go to Tanya.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. You know you're bogan when?
When you take your fave stubby holder to the pub so you can put your skewies in it.
Okay. Oh
God, is that you, Tanya? What have you got? What's on your favourite? What's your favourite stubby holder, mate?
Oh, I've got this tattered old one that I got at a Keith Urban concert about 10 years ago. Bottoms out of it. But
you have
it.
Got a Keith Urban stubby holder.
Yep. Well done, Tanya. What's your local pub? Give it a plug.
Carrier's Arms in Maryborough, Queensland.
Ah, the Carrier's awesome. Arms. I will see you there. Front bar, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good for you.
We'll have a schooner. Well
Keith
done,
Urban's
Tanya.
Like a bogan dream,
right, Tanya,
isn't he?
That's dirty talk.
You're going to meet Tanya up in that bar, aren't you, very soon? Right. Okay, Dan. You know you're bogan when, Dan?
When you got more cars in the yard of your house than people that live in it.
That's very true.
Oh, God, that's funny.
This is fantastic. Well done. I like it, Dan.
Yes.
That's a good call. Harry, you know you're a bogan when?
You got your tattered thongs on your feet, mate.
What the hell?
I've never seen that, Harry, but you have.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I did that.
You've done it.
Up in Cairns. Yeah, I did it up in Cairns.
Harry.
And instead of having, your haciendas or something down the side, I put my own name down the side of them.
Just so you don't forget, all right?
So listen a bit to this. So you tattooed, you've tattooed thongs onto your feet.
Fantastic.
Is that so you can avoid the no shirt, no shoes, no service policy. So people go, oh, look, he's come prepared.
He's got thongs on.
But you're not.
Correct.
You've got no shoes on. Well done, Harry.
Shoes on. Beautiful.
He's the first person I've ever heard in my life to tattoo a thong on his foot.
Matt's got a good one. Matt, you know you're bogan when?
You got an indoor lounge on your front porch.
Yes.
Why is that? I still don't get it. I see it all the time around here where I live.
I love it, Matt. Well done. Time for one more.
Yep.
Steve, you know you're a bogan when?
Your 9-year-old daughter called you mate.
Oh, Steve, I feel your pain.
Oh, man.
No daddy coming your way, is it?
Nice on you. Night, mate.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Australia.
Thank you for
I'm
listening.
I'm very proud right now.
This is Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live. You know him from Portlandia. Fantastic actor and a lover of music as well. He was our special guest.
Our next guest, Fred Armisen, can pretty much do the lot. He's a multi-award-winning and Grammy and Emmy-nominated actor, comedian, voiceover artist, screenwriter, producer, singer, and musician. Best known for his work on Saturday Night Live.
Action. I am your mother!
iPhone. Everything you will ever need.
Would have been easy to turn my back on John McCain, but I didn't.
He also co-created, wrote, and starred in the series Documentary Now, Los Espookies, and Portlandia.
I want someone who accepts me for the kind of, like, fake at first a little bit, but then gets gradually more and more honest as the relationship goes on kind of guy that I am.
Along with TV appearances in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, 30 Rock, and Broad City, and films like Anchorman 2, Eurotrip, and many more. Currently touring the country with his live show, Comedy for Musicians, but everyone is welcome. We welcome to the show, Fred Armisen.
Did we miss anything, Fred? Have we got it all?
No, it sounds like you covered it all.
Did you like that? Is it weird hearing your history and your career in just, a one-minute grab?
It's funny because I forget about some of them.
Well,
so there's some come up that I think, oh, that one.
It's like an in memoriam package, isn't it? But you're still with us.
But you're here. You're
when
here
did
with
you
us.
Arrive in Australia? First time in Australia?
First time in Australia. I've been dying to come
why
here.
Why haven't you been to Australia before, my ass? Because most people have.
Yeah. It's one of those things where...
Sounds racist or something. what are you up to?
I've always wanted to, and I was sort of busy doing some project, right? And then a comedy festival would come up, and I couldn't come to the comedy festival. So that was the only way to come to the country, and I thought, why am I waiting for some festival?
Sure.
Why don't I just book a tour? A friend of mine, Tim Heidecker, another comedian, he was saying that it's so great to tour here, so I just made it happen.
Good for you.
Because we have the comedy culture in Australia is really strong.
Yeah.
We're a country that has great comedy clubs, We have great stand-up comics, the Mick Malloy being one of them himself, but and comedy programs. So, you know, you're coming to a place that will embrace you. Yeah.
Your shenanigans are welcome here.
Oh, great. And also the music that comes out of here. I mean, most of my adult life has been music has been a big part. Oh, of course.
Good for
you. That's great.
Yeah.
Do
you have a favorite or is there someone you...
Well, let's see. I'd say going back to the birthday party, Hoodoo Gurus.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
That's a playlist, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
You can back announce a couple of songs for us.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That'd be great.
And then currently Courtney Barnett. And,
She's amazing.
How good is she? So, you're here in Australia. You wouldn't know much about us. I'll give you fast track. If you're up north, it's safe to swim in all the rivers.
Okay, so he's bullshitting there because it's not.
It's too late. I'm going to swim now.
No, there's Crocs.
And you should do some backpacking. No, we love backpacking.
Again, there have been a lot of people murdered by mysterious backpacker murderers.
Apart from that, you'd be right.
Yeah,
I mean, what about walking through the outback? Is that advisable?
Alone.
Not alone.
You know what? Unfortunately,
put some shoes on.
Come on.
As they say, don't swim in the water at this time of year. Trust them.
Wow.
Yes. Apart from that, we've got a lot to offer.
Yeah. It's all there. You know what? Famous people in Australia are famous for punching sharks in the face.
Yes.
So if you get this is a bit of thing, if you want to be an honorary Australian and you get attacked by a shark, you turn around and you punch it on the nose.
It's one way to stop it.
Way of stopping it. And it's very embarrassing for the shark. He has to go back and go, I've had a bad day. I've had a bad day at the office.
I got punched in the
nose. Fred, where did you grow up and what kind of animal life did you have when you grew up?
Well, I grew up in a suburb of New York City.
Oh, all right. So you're a true New Yorker.
Yes. And in New York, we have these animals in the streets called rats.
You can ride them, I think.
Okay, they're in restaurants.
Yeah. You're a trained musician.
Trained more like self-taught.
By ear.
Yeah.
Well, I say that's more trained.
What can you play?
I'm a guitar player and drummer.
Oh. So Dave Grohl never learned how to read music, so he played all by ear. So, you know, you're in good company.
Okay, good.
What's your feeling on the cowbell?
That's something Mick is very proficient in.
Well, keep it handy, just in case.
It depends what key it's in.
It's a very important part of salsa music.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Salsa.
Salsa music, it's like that's the one thing... That goes through steadily all the way through. It's so serious that if you go see a salsa band, a Cuban or a Puerto Rican salsa band, there's a guy who's just on the cowbell, who's in a nice suit, and very serious. Yeah. They're very sort of and it's not a joke to him or her, and it's a serious instrument there.
What about the tuba?
It's quite celebratory.
Jaws? Was that a tuba? That's a cello.
That's strings.
Cello. And what you do, but last minute, Fred, you punched a shark in the face. Jaws would have been a much better movie.
There's a horn. Horns at the end.
What is going on?
This whole orchestra focused on...
There's timpani.
What about tapping a shark on the fin? Does that work?
Yeah, no. You lose your hand doing that.
What about putting it in a headlock and rubbing your knuckles across the
maybe
top
that?
Of
the...
I love the fact that you're a bit obsessed, because you're an observational comedian, with... accents, but not necessarily foreign accents, the American accent, how it's changed over the years, but how you tap in then to the California accent from the 20s, 30s, how the accent has changed.
Yeah, that's happened in America. All I can go by is like by footage of TV and film. Early sort of 1900s, there was almost the farmer and the manufacturer. There was a sort of almost Dutch sound to it.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
And
then it would move. That's just say in the 60s, how did they sound?
Well, the 60s, a lot of people were really surprised. People were in shock. They were in shock. So I was watching videos and they would interview people who always looked like they were in shock.
And what about the 90s?
The 90s had a sarcastic, ironic quality to it.
Unimpressed.
So, sure, big deal.
We're very lucky to have you here.
If you need some cowbell.
Oh, my God, special
I'm
guest cowbell.
All right.
Thanks, Fred.
What an absolute thrill. This is Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. The guys are live back in studio next Monday again. You can keep in touch anytime, of course, with all the socials, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that, at Kennedy Malloy. Hey, coming up soon, we're going to hear from Limo. We're talking about how that police officer in the US had a bullet in him for like 6 years. And Limo asked the question, do you have a bullet in you? Well, you wouldn't believe the response we got. Stick around for that. Limo coming up on our Rostered Week Off. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy are not here this week. They're back in studio live on Monday.
Limo is a regular. He's part of the regular roster of friends of the show. He popped in recently, gave us an El Chapo update, and asked the question, do you have a bullet in you? Is Limo.
Hey, yeah, guys, I think I've identified the bravest or dumbest, you tell me, bloke in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it quick. So El Chapo, 62 years of age.
As I call him, Mexican Boonie.
So, well, let's go with that. Mexican Boonie.
He's only 62.
He's only 62.
He's done a lot in his
so time. He's been locked up for life plus 30 years. Now, yep. I don't know if that means his corpse has got to hang around for 30 years after all, or how that works.
Yep.
Wow.
His wife, 29-year-old beauty queen.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Now, she's 29. She's a beauty queen. He's in prison forever. Mm. So
you'd have a crack.
She's
you're suggesting.
No,
get in there.
No, get a load of this. She's been in Venice, and she's been posting on her Instagram romantic gondola rides and dinners.
With who?
Fella?
With a miscellaneous bloke.
Is he depicted?
Well, he's not depicted, but she's posting the two glasses of wine and the gondolas and everything from Italy. Now, that bloke, do you reckon he might be a little edgy right now?
Or maybe he's already gone.
Maybe he doesn't know. Imagine them sitting down to dinner and go, so what did your ex do?
That's more like it.
Have you heard of El Chapo?
Mate.
That's a bit of baggage to tell someone on a Tinder date.
It is indeed. He'd be jumping out of the gondola and swimming to the mainland, I think.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. That's right. Well, that's El Chapo for you.
What is an acceptable amount of time for her to wait? Because she's a 29-year-old beauty queen.
No. There is no other person
she's
going to be
life.
With that woman. She's
that's
done.
It.
She's cooked.
Okay.
He can have a conjugal, can't he, El Chapo? Okay. Does he get a...
Look. He's got 10 billion.
That's what I would argue. I'll take the life and I'll take 30.
I just want to let you know, she may be his wife, but there's plenty on the side that man had. Don't worry about that.
You know what? I reckon he's got $10 billion that says, yes, he can have a conjugal.
Yeah, correct.
Even if he is in Colorado's Supermax.
Oh.
Hey, so sticking with law enforcement, guys, interesting story this week. Sergeant Jay Hollingsworth, you've probably never heard of him, from Georgia in the States, got shot in the stomach.
It's not an unusual story for the States.
On duty. In 2013,
so what?
Surgeons couldn't remove the bullet. So he's had a bullet in him for the last 6 years. But he's now starting.
Why can't they remove it?
Well, they say it was too
much
tricky.
Blubber.
But he's now getting lead poisoning from the bullet because it's been inside him.
Of course.
It's been inside him for 6 years.
Do you say too much blubber?
Doctors.
That's a terrible thing to say with
blubber.
A...
But it's got. But it made me wonder. It made me wonder how much. So this guy's had a bullet inside him for 6 years.
Hang on, these doctors are terrible. That's like,
terrible.
that's just goofing off. What's happened? Too hard.
Couldn't be bothered.
Too hard. I'll tell you what, just carry it around for a while. You'll be good.
She'll be fine.
Here's an invoice.
So that's a police officer.
Mate, you've got one job. Remove the bullet from the policeman's body.
That's pretty bad to have a bullet left in you, isn't it, Limo?
He walked away from the surgery, so the doctor kind of did that job, but they just left the bullet in.
I've heard of this when you, with the brain injury or something, they go, if we remove it, you could go cocoa bananas.
There's an AB, and I looked this up, there's an ABC journalist called Adam Harvey got shot in the neck in the Philippines.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
It was too tricky, so they left it in. So he's got a bullet in his neck.
Okay, mate. Just gonna stop
it
here.
It made me think. I wonder if there are people listening who've got a bullet inside them.
Oh, it's a bit niche.
Come on.
Okay.
Well, that so
is,
the Triple M audience.
Is that the view you have of
yes.
our audience?
No, I'm just saying.
We've got a bunch of people sitting around who've been in some kind of gunfight. Shot
what
in the
I'm
ass,
saying,
or, like while on safari or something.
Is if you've got a, you don't have a bullet inside you unless you've got a very good story attached to that.
Mate, can
and
I
I'm
ask
saying,
you something?
I want to hear those stories.
Can I ask you something? So you said you were on the internet and you found out. The ABC journal. But do you just spend your time on the internet trying to work out who's been shot and still has a bullet in their body?
Some people might have a bullet in them.
Yeah, what's okay.
that? Who that you know, Jane? What, one of your celebrity chef mates or someone from the Melbourne Football Club? Who would have a bullet?
Here it is.
I don't know how vast my friendship
you have, you have the most narrow strain of friends
rubbish.
I've ever
real
met.
Real posh.
Third generation wealthy. They come from 12 families.
I'm a woman of the people.
Household
how
staff
you.
Of eight.
I'm Tradie Janie through and through.
Tradie Janie. She'll remove a bullet too if required.
I've been shot in the ass with one of those salt guns. You know, those,
Like an air gun?
No, man.
They shoot.
So Reginald Ansett used to have a property, and it was a farm, and he had a farmer who was notorious.
I can't believe you're having a crack at Jane. Man, you're at Sir Reginald Ansett's farm.
No, so what he used to do, and it was notorious, he had to try and get to the barn, and he had a farmer there who used to shoot all the kids with like a salt gun. Bang! It would hurt.
Are you saying an assault gun or assault?
Salt. So
what's
it's
that?
Packed in. Well, it just sprays it like gunpowder pellets.
Right.
So it hurts, trust me.
Have you still got salt in your bum?
I do. But no, listen, it's like a pepper shaker down there. Mate. All right. No, listen to me. Listen to me. But so we used to all go, and it was like a rite of passage as a boy. You had to go to the farm and get to the barn, and you'd see them coming around. And what it was like, I can imagine being on the Western Front. But as you go through the barbed wire, there's just bits of boys' clothing, like hanging off, and bits of jackets. And bits of jackets. And we'd go in, and he'd know you're coming, and he'd come around his tractor, and bang!
Bits of boys' clothing.
Bits of boys' clothing, as they've tried to run through in fear.
Okay. He's like the Mr. McGregor in Peter Rabbit.
You know what we used to do? It's like, you know, when surfers used to, if there's a shark in the water, they don't stop surfing, but they get eight of their mates to come down. That's what it was like going on the Ansett's property. Andrew, been shot, have you?
Look, about a million years ago in the dinosaur era, I was on one of the old Melbourne red trains coming home from somewhere. In those days, you could open the window, so I've got it open, luckily. Next thing, there's a bit of a tap on the upper lip. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, what's happened here? Bloody... Anyway, for a couple of weeks, you know, it's still there. It's still a hard lump in my upper lip and playing away with it. And finally, about a month later, I decide to go to the doctor and she cuts it open and pulls out of the pellet.
Someone's taking a pot shot through the train window.
Yeah, someone's taking pot shots at the train.
Hey, Andrew, that's a bit rough. That's a bit rough. You're coming home on the train and you're minding your own business.
Killed the train, Mick. I reckon it might have been you.
You're a bit rough.
Your behaviour, Mick.
Well, it'd be pretty easy on a Melbourne train. Most of them are stationary these days. Wouldn't be a moving target.
Plenty of people have got a bullet in them.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. A lot of granddads.
But I just love hearing Mick go to caller saying, "So, Steve, have you got a bullet inside you?"
Got you, Lemo.
To hear that, what was he doing and how did it happen? What's happened to him?
He was bitten by a bee.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. This is terrible.
No, I don't mean to
never have heroes, kids. Never have heroes.
I don't want to laugh at that, but...
He's been taken down by a bee.
Poor little bee.
Have you seen the photos?
Oh my God.
He's got
I'm just looking now.
Face like a pumpkin. It's blowing up.
That is insane.
It's like he's had a peanut with a peanut out.
He's got slits for eyes.
He's been taken down by... One of my heroes, he's gone. Here's how he reported it.
Been quite a brute of a bee sting, this. It's made all of, you know, this part of me swell up. I feel a bit like the Elephant Man. It's actually quite hard, though, to see out of this eye. It feels like a bit of a price to pay for a bit of honey. But if you risk nothing, you gain nothing. The irony is, out of all the massive, lethal... aggressive man-eating crocs and snakes and alligators I've dealt with over the years, the one that gets me is a bee.
Got the photo on Twitter, by the way, for you to check out.
That poor guy.
You know what, though? And even the pursuit he was involved in was so rugged.
Yes.
Trying to get some honey. So Bear Grylls in the wild has come undone by a bee because he tried to steal his honey. That's not how the script goes.
It's not. That's a new show he's doing, by the way, Treasure Island.
What does that mean?
It's a new show that he's on where people have to, he's got new contestants and they have to find a £100,000 prize.
You know what his new show should be? Antique road shows. He's done. Get out of the wild.
He's cooked.
Get indoors. You're cooked.
Go and find the EpiPen is what I'd suggest.
Do you know what? Nature is laughing at you. Oh. Nature, you're done.
Yeah.
Get out of the pool. You will have nothing. Now.
Oh, now, another one of your favourites.
Well, this is a crowded marketplace. So I don't watch as much telly as you, but I do love it.
Yes.
So I flick through the TV guide, and every so often something comes across your desk that you just cannot ignore.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt when I buzzed down last night's ABC to see this. Judi Dench's Wild Borneo Adventure.
Hello.
I have to say to you.
That has piqued my
interest. I'm sitting there going, what happens? Are they going to shrink her skull? Like, does she get a bloater to the neck from a pygmy? Does she get her skull shrunk? Is she going to be in the West End with a bone through her nose? How big is this adventure? What's she doing in Borneo? Is she going to hang out with an orangutan? Have a listen to the promo.
I've just caught a baby crocodile.
Well, I never expected to see such a thing in my life.
I'm on a jungle adventure in Borneo.
one of the oldest tropical rainforests in the world, exploring its astonishing wildlife. I'll have the experience of a lifetime when I witness orphan orangutans on their journey back to the wild. It's all happening in my wild Borneo adventure.
It's all happening from the safety of a deck while she watches with pretty much a martini in one hand.
I'm looking at a picture of her doing that. What do you do when you go through the jungles? Zip lining.
Oh, yeah?
She's got the hard hat on. She's got a zip lining outfit.
Judy Dench.
Don't worry. She's my hero.
It must be happy hour at the bottom of that tree.
Oh,
let me tell
shocking.
You. I'm not sure. Mind you, she hasn't been taken down by a bee.
Mm.
So I'll her that. You and Judy Dench. Do you want to see Judy Dench in the wild?
Yes, I do, because she gives me hope, because that's what I'm going to be doing when I'm 18.
I want to see her at the Marigold Hotel.
Do you?
I want to see her on stage.
Come, Mr. Malloy.
Just mucking around with
you
fruit
don't
bats.
Want her looking for the dugong beetle and looking at the poo.
Okay, it's all happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's all happening. I've watched an orphan, too, probably because you've got someone to shoot its dad. I don't know.
Oh, look, she's Judy. You want her to have an event.
Oh, Judy,
she once did a series based on her tree in a backyard.
I beg your pardon?
What?
There was a series called Judy Dench, My Passion for Trees. And it was really quite interesting. I really got into it. But they look at the...
got into it?
Yes. They animate the life of
trees?
A tree and what goes on in the history. You know,
oh,
especially
God's
in Britain,
oh,
there's
on.
Very old trees there.
I did say you'd watched a lot of telly, didn't I?
Oh, I do like
You've
I
watched
like
a series Dench. Called Judy Dench, the what is it? The Imagination of Trees.
Judy Dench, My Passion for Trees. Yes, I've watched that.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of hooch. A passion for
having a bit of a spliff on the couch.
Jeez Louise. Hey, Judy Dench, get indoors.
Yeah.
Bear Grylls, get back out there. Yeah. And
they've swapped roles. That's mental.
We'll see Bear Grylls on the West End.
Oh, he's got the accent for it.
He could play the Elephant Man.
Yeah, good.
That's it. All right. Well, that's it for day three of Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, live in studio back Monday afternoon. I'll drive you home again. Coming up tomorrow, though, we'll dig back into the archives. One of the all-time greats, Ross Noble. Don't miss that. That's tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week On. Enjoy your Wednesday. Bye now.